What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the great and mighty things that you have done and that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, because we know that you, our God, you are a merciful God. To you alone we return all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we want to thank you for everything, oh God. Thank you. We say thank you. For your kindness, we say thank you. For your goodness in our lives, we say thank you. For keeping us alive, we say thank you. For making us to know you, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for everything. To you alone, we return all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come once again, Lord, to encourage ourselves in your word. Grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it is coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right. Last week, I was talking about meditating on the word, or meditate on the word, or meditation on the word. So if you have not listened to that, please do go listen to it and then come back, listen to this or listen to this and go back. Yeah. So today I want to talk about obedience to God's word. Okay. Now you have meditated on the word of God, and in the course of meditation, you receive direction. You receive direction. You receive revelation. Now it is very, very important. Very, very important that we obey what God, whatever instruction that God has given us, either as a result of meditation or instruction in the word. We must obey God's word. To obey God's word shows that we love God, even as he has loved us. We love him, and therefore we don't want to sin against him. David said, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you." So we need to obey God. For God to even fight for you to be, or for you to be on God's side, there must be obedience to God's word. And if you disobey God, there is always punishment for disobedience to God's word, to God's instruction. Let's start from the beginning. In the beginning with Adam and Eve. I say Eve and Adam. With Adam and Eve, God gave them an instruction, right? He prepared a place for them to stay, and he gave them an instruction. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. Yeah? The day you eat it, you will die. Okay? So Satan came and asked them. He asked them, quoting exactly what God said. Did God say you should not eat this? He said, yes, God told us that we can eat everything. But for this one, in the Satan said, don't mind God. God is deceiving you because he knows that the day you eat it, you'll be wise. Ah, then he tempted the woman and gave the woman and told the woman to taste it and see that it is good. So the woman ate, and then onto the husband as well. And after that, life became a struggle. They were first of all driven out of the garden, you know, and that was when a curse was placed on both the woman and the man. And that was how curse came on humanity. You know? So, for every disobedience to God's word, to God's instruction, there's always a punishment waiting for one. If God has instructed you to leave a place and go to another place, and you refuse to go, okay, stay where you are, but then it means that fulfilling destiny or fulfilling God's purpose for your life will be a struggle, thereby bringing about suffering where you are. So wherever you are and God is not there with you, well, God is there, but God is not with you there. And that means it will be difficult to prosper. It will be a whole lot of suffering there. But when you are in your land, when you are in your land, you know, Isaac was going to go down to Egypt. God told him, no, stay here in Gerar. If he had gone to Egypt and disobeyed God and gone to Egypt, then there will be suffering for that disobedience. But Isaac hearkened to the voice of the Lord. Stay here. And the Bible says he prospered in that land, that the people there began to envy him, even in time of famine. Yeah? So we need to obey God's word so that, one, we have a smooth relationship with God. Two, that the purpose of God will fulfill in our lives. And that God will have our back, like we say, I got your back. So God will got your back, if I may say that. So that God will, you know, back you up. God will only give you backing when you remain where he has told you to remain and when you obey his word. Yeah. So hear what Jesus said. Okay, so the story of Adam and Eve, you can read that in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Okay. So, you see, let me share something here. Now, even after they have both sinned now, and God called unto Adam and said, where are you? So Adam said that, I hid myself because I was naked. And God asked him, why, how did you know that you were naked? Hear what he said, though. He said, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. You hear that? Making excuse for disobeying God. It was the woman that gave me. It was the woman that made me to sin. And to the woman said, no, it was the serpent. But God told them, don't do it. So why must you, the man, listen to the woman, and the woman also listen to the serpent? You see, and thereafter, God began to issue out curse. And the Lord said, verse 14, he said, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. So the serpent was cursed. And then unto the woman, verse 16, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shall thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That's for the woman. And to the man, and to Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Please, is it a sin to hearken to the voice of your wife? No, it is not. But we must obey God. If it is contrary, if obeying, hearkening to the voice of your wife would be disobeying God, then you cannot. All right. So, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. You see, so God told them, say, cursed is the ground for your sake. Imagine, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life. What am I saying here? In essence, is that when we disobey God, we are calling for the wrath of God. But Jesus says something in the book of John chapter 14. John chapter 14, let me read verse 15 and then verse 21. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And if you keep my commandment, verse 21, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So you see the benefits of obeying God's commandment, God's voice. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandment. And when you keep my commandment, then you'll be my Father. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. So my Father will love you, and I will also love you and manifest myself to you. And when that happens, you know, then that means with God on your side, all things are possible. There will be no defeat, though there will be challenges, but there will be no defeat, because it is Christ that causes us to triumph. So he will cause you to triumph, to be victorious in all your endeavors. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. So let's stay obedient. Let's be obedient to God's word. Let's, as we call ourselves Christians, let's be obedient. Let the people see in us that we are truly children of God as we obey God and obey God's word. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Because it is to our advantage. I will come back to it in the next episode, probably on Wednesday. We'll talk about more of the benefits of obedience to God's word. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for your word that has come this day. I pray, O God, that you grant us understanding and the grace to obey you. Reduce upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. My name once again is Shola Daniel. I'll be coming back your way by special grace of God on Wednesday. Until then, stay blessed and stay safe.